This is the first part of a novel tentatively called Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, and this section of the novel is called Obituary. Somebody had to do it. Blasted Byrne pulled out a bunch of dollars from his pockets, Deutschmarks and francs and dirhams. Let them learn if they've a speck of talent not to mock it, but plant it and expect a slow return. I whizzed mine skywards like a bloody rocket. Tell what they call a cautionary tale. Here's on the nail. Expect more in the mail. He thought he was a kind of living myth and hence deserving of Ottava Rima, the scheme that Ariosto juggled with, apt for a lecherous, defective dreamer. He'd have preferred a stronger muscle smith, ambling rhymes amid poetic steam, a sort of Lord Byron. Byron was long dead. This poetaster had to do instead. Some lines attributed to Homer speak of someone called Margites, him the gods had not made skilled in craft or good in Greek. He failed in every art. Against the odds, his name survives. His case is not unique. He should lie with forgotten odds and sods, but still he serves to nominate a species and lives while Byrne is shattered all to pieces. Byrne's name survives among film and music makers because the late-night shows subsist on trash. His operas buried by art's undertakers. His paintings join his funerary ash. He left no land. My property's 2 acres, stroking laborious bollocks. As for cash, he lived on women, paying in about 10 inches. We don't know what they paid out. Handsome enough, there was no doubt of that. Blue-eyed and with an Irish peasant's stature, his belly flat, he never ran to fat, possessed of quite a punch whose crack could match a boundary-winning slam, lithe as a cat, with 2 great paws, a natural outfield catcher. Not that he ever wasted time on sport, save only for the amatory sort.